Good afternoon. So I feel very privileged to be able to offer this award to Ina Park, as well as, I guess, accept the award. Now I've got to figure out how to get it back to California. But if you don't know, Dr. Park is the chief of the Medical and Scientific Affairs Unit for the Sexually Transmitted Disease Control Program of the California Department of Public Health. And she's also the new co-medical director for the California STD HIV Prevention Training Center. She received her MD from the University of California, Los Angeles, and did her residency in family medicine at Kaiser Permanente in Los Angeles. She also has a Master's of Science in Clinical Research from the University of Minnesota and the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. And she completed her fellowship in clinical sexually transmitted diseases at the University of California and the California Department of Public Health, and completed that in about a few years ago. So I basically have known Ina since 2007 when she began her STD clinical fellowship. And even before she was doing this fellowship, she also had been recognized by a number of people in her career, both as a medical student. She received the American Medical Women's Association Janet Glasgow Achievement Award. And then during her residency, she received an award from the American Academy of Family Physicians in sort of graduate medical education. So I got to know Ina during her fellowship, and she quickly became this instant STD expert, the go-to clinician for sort of complicated questions that she could easily translate to anyone as to what these clinical case conundrums meant. She also began to pursue multiple STD research projects. I think sometimes when you work in program, you have to sort of identify a broad array of areas of intellectual interest as opposed to focusing in one very specific area. And she picked projects that actually was helping to advance the scientific knowledge in the field, but also projects that were very programmatically relevant that were sort of immediately translating into programmatic action. So if you don't know about Ina, she's been very interested in sort of novel syphilis diagnostics, has certainly done a lot of innovative work in the private care setting of how this reverse sequence syphilis algorithm can be implemented and what it means clinically and what it means to public health, not what it means to the laboratories. She's also spent a number of years looking at the impact of human papillomavirus since recommendation, as well as significant interest in research in the area of anal cancer screening among men who have sex with men. So this, and she's also been working a little bit on the retesting issue in chlamydia. So very broad areas of scientific pursuit. I would also say that she's just this incredibly thoughtful and skilled communicator. She's an incredible clinician advocate and educator, and I think she's also interested in wanting to advance the field, you know, through science and through training and technical assistance to make sure that our providers have the skills and knowledge to be able to offer the quality STD care that we really expect. I also have to add on a personal note, she's probably the most humble and the most positive employee I have ever had. She never said no to anything, and when you work in government, there's a lot of little mundane things that have to be done. Somebody's got to do it, and Ina was always willing to chip in for whatever we needed to have happen. So that is just a unique quality that I think really has made her special. As Jeannie said, Ina can't be here today because she is expecting her second child soon and was told no travel for this pregnancy at this time. So we wish her good luck in this part of her life. But she sent some brief words that she wanted to share, so I'll read them to you. She says, though I'm very sorry not to be here with you all, I wanted to take the opportunity to say thank you to the ASTDA Awards Committee for this unexpected honor. I'm so fortunate to have wonderful mentors at the California Department of Public Health who have given so generously of their time and expertise at this early stage of my career, including Dr. Gail Bolin, Heidi Bauer, and Joan Chow. I feel grateful every day that I can work with these and other superb colleagues all over the country. I only hope I can continue dedicating my career to advancing scientific and programmatic knowledge in this field for many years to come. So thank you very much. Okay.
Congratulations, Ina. Hi, my name is Brad Stoner. I'm the Vice President of ASTDA. And next we have the ASTDA Achievement Award, which is presented annually to a member of ASTDA for a recent major achievement, a single recent major achievement in the field of STD research and prevention, or to a member at mid-career to acknowledge an outstanding body of research in sexually transmitted disease. Here to present the ASTDA Achievement Award is Dr. Ned Hooke.